أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما يفعل الله بعذابكم إن شكرتم وآمنتم وكان الله شاكرا عليما. صدق الله مولانا القدير. We are in the month of Muharram. It is a new month also, and it is the new Islamic year also. And this has got great bearing upon a person's life. And the Islamic calendar that was instituted, which we call the Hijri calendar, was with great mashura by one of the greatest persons, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So it has got a great bearing on in our lives, on our lives. But we also should feel and think on our side, this new year has come, and we given it any thought. When the new English year comes, January, everyone knows about it, everyone talks about it, it brings a certain feelings, but the Islamic year, how much did it bring to us? Let us see it in the month of Muharram, and this with regard to this, and other 3 months, 4 months, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ شُهُورِ عِنَّ اللَّهِ إِنَّ عَشْرَ شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Allah ta'ala has fixed 12 months in the book of Allah, in the Nizam and system of Allah ta'ala. There are 12 months in the year. مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ. Out of them, 4 months are the أَشْهُرِ حُرُمٌ. The sacred months. And the sacred months, which are after Ramadan, Zul Shawwal, Zul Qa'dah, Zul Hijjah, and Rajab. The 4 sacred months, all of them, this is one sacred month also. And this month has got great day. With regard to the sacred months, briefly, any good deed that is done, the virtue is multiplied tremendously, compounded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to amounts that we cannot imagine. And at the same time, sin, guna, is also much more. Any sin committed during these times, the sin is also much more greater. With regard to the virtues, with regard to the virtues of this month, the month of Muharram particularly, the rosas which are kept in this month, the famous are the rosas of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, 9th and 10th we should keep, or 10th and 11th. And besides that, in this whole month also it has been narrated, every rosa of the month of Muharram equals to 1 month's rosa. The 9 days of Zulhijjah, every rosa equals to 1 year's rosa. And yet every rosa equals to 1 month's rosa. So if we keep the 30 days, it's for 30 months as though we had kept rosa. So may Allah Ta'ala give us honor for this month also, respect them and honor them as they are supposed to be. With regard to the day of Ashura, even in the days of ignorance, this roza was observed. However, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to Madinatul Munawwara and found that the Jews were also keeping roza on this day, so he asked them, why are you keeping roza? They said, because Allah, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when Israel got salvation from the clutches of Firaun, his oppression, his tyranny, so in shukr, in gratitude to Allah Ta'ala for this, we are keeping roza. So one great lesson, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, we have a greater right to follow Musa alayhi salatu wasalam than what you have got. So we will also keep this roza. So one great lesson we learn here, that in making shukr to Allah Ta'ala for His ni'mat, one form of shukr is to keep roza also. Many ni'mats Allah has blessed us with, and we should think, do we even make shukr for the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala? So many ni'mats, and the greatest ni'mat of iman. think for ourselves, did I ever make shukr to Allah, you blessed me with Iman. Islam, the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You made me the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You made me of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. It is such a great honor to be of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. The effort, how many of us even recognize it as a ni'mat? So if we don't even recognize it as a ni'mat, where are we going to make shukr? For small ni'mats which we think are very big, I got a new car, I got a beautiful house, all that which we think are very big, perhaps we make some shukr. Perhaps we don't even make shukr there. And the real shukr is that we use these ni'mats according to the command of Allah. Verbal shukr also we are very, very negligent. How many of us, so many difficulties we have, perhaps we make dua that Ya Allah remove this difficulty. The minute it's gone, then we carry on as the Quran Sharif says, as though it was not even ever existing. We didn't even make shukr. Anyway, so shukr by fasting is also a great ni'mat. May Allah bless us. But that also, any ni'mat that we have, make fast also at times. What a great ni'mat. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali, when he got his citizenship of Saudiya, and Allah gave him a place to stay so close to the Rosa in Mubarak, which today is part of the Masjid al-Nabawi. So he kept 40 days Rosa in making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And he went there 40 days in Jama'at to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So we also shukr, we should also try and make in that way. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, the Sahaba said, oh Allah Rasul, the Jews and Christians are also keeping Rosa on this day, and we also keeping, there seems to be a similarity. It seems that we are like them. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam immediately to show we are a different nation, a distinct nation, a nation on its own, a nation on its own, said if I live next year, I will keep the 9th and 10th, or 10th and 11th. This also teaches us that we have to realize we are not like other people. We are the ummah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every aspect of our life must show that we are different. That we are the followers of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what a great, great administrator, what a great ruler besides all his other great qualities. He said that we are a different nation, we must have a different calendar also. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu then made mashura with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu that from where must our calendar start? It could have started from the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like the Christians calendar starts from the birth of Isa alayhi salatu. It could have started when the first wahi came down in the cave of Hira. There were many other occasions, but on what they finally decided, the great Sahaba under the auspices of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what a great man, what a great administrator, لو كان نبيا من بعدي لكان عمر radiallahu ta'ala anhu كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Such a man, they decided from the date of Hijrah. And our calendar, we all know, is the Hijri calendar. From there we learn a great, great lesson, as it has come the real Muhajir. He's not the really the person who makes Hijrah from his land to another real country, but a real Muhajir is that person who makes Hijrah from gunas towards the obedience of Allah, towards good deeds. He makes Hijrah from his bad habits, etc., to good habits. He changes his life. So every year, when the month of Muharram comes, our new year, this lesson was to be revised by us. Every year, whatever our condition was in the past, now we turn a new leaf. We turn a better leaf. We become better Muslims. That is what was supposed to come into us. Also, that year that we had to be different from other people. This is also one thing we have to see. And all this, myself first and foremost, all of us, how much are we following in the way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How much are we following in the ways of the Jews and Christians? Every namaz, every rakat, they surah Fatiha. The Imam reads for us, we read ourselves, And in Surah Fatiha, the height of Surah Fatiha, and which is the height of all the kitabs which have come in the Quran Sharif, and the height of all the kitabs, the Quran Sharif has come in Surah Fatiha, and the height of Surah Fatiha, first the praises of Allah, then we ask Allah, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, show us the straight path. And what is the straight path? The way of the Nabiyeen, Siddiqeen, Shuhada, Shahidin. And clearly we say, everyone says it, Ghayri al-Maghdubi alayhi wa al-Dhalin. Not the ways of the Jews, not the ways of the Christians, but see for ourselves that how much of the ways of the Jews are in our lives, how much of the ways of the Christians are in our lives. We are saying in Namaz that, Ya Allah, I'm not going to follow the ways of the Jews and the Christians. But, for example, our little baby, a week old, a month old, if a mother has to put on a kurta on their baby if it's a boy, or put on a burqa if she's a girl, even the pious people of the family will say, from now you make making them wear burqa already. 1 month old baby, 1 week old baby. But we put on the clothing of the Jews, the clothing of the Christians, good pious people also will have no objection. In fact, we will pray how cute the child is, how nice the child looks when it's wearing all this funny dressing. And many cases, murals, pictures of animate objects on it, and terrible slogans on it, and we don't realize the depth of these terrible slogans which are on them. And we all accept it happening. And yet we feel that we are good Muslims also. We are bringing up the child like that. What kind of clothes, what kind of toys, what kind of environment, how many mothers will put the child in front of the TV, which is one of the greatest zulm we can do to our child. And yet we feel that we are serving the child, we are fulfilling the rights of the child, we are making the child happy. So basically, one great, great guna and the calamities which are coming upon us, and we wonder why all this unrest and why all these difficulties and hardships in the whole world, what is going on. It is the shabbu that we are living like the ways of the non-Muslims. By and large, all of us are caught up in that. Whether it is in our thinking, whether it is in our homes, our lifestyle, it is like that. And we are living like that. And it has come, مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ. In various other words, that people who resemble, who make tashabbuh, who imitate other people, they are counted amongst those people. Then if Allah Ta'ala's azab comes down, what else? Allah says clearly, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ. What is Allah got to do to punish you? Allah is not sitting there to give this person this punishment, that person that, all this unrest. In shakartum wa amantum. If you will make shukr, true sense of shukr, and you bring iman, the true iman, in shakartum wa amantum wa kana Allahu shakiran haleema. And Allah appreciates, Allah makes shukr. What is Allah going to make shukr for us? Hey, we have to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. But the little we do, it is also by the tawfiq of Allah. Allah appreciates ni'mal qadirin. There is nobody who appreciates like Allah Ta'ala. And alima, that little that you do in your privacy, which nobody knows, Allah knows what you are doing. So if we are obedient to Allah, we bring that sunnat lifestyle. And sunnat lifestyle is not only dhoti, amama, beard, kurta, or for a woman a burqa, and today also the burqas which are cloaks also. And cloaks also which are now left open in front. And clearly you see there are jeans under, there are all the other funny dressing which is under. Who are we trying to bluff with all that? With our long kurta, under we got bermudas on, we got t-shirts on, we got horrible things written on those t-shirts, and we are good Muslims. And we can't bluff anyone whatsoever. So one major guna in which we are all involved is the shakku with the other people. Our holidays, our weddings, our eating out, all these things, our clothing. if we don't make a U-turn, if we don't turn to Allah Ta'ala, and then we are complaining, why all these difficulties? May Allah Ta'ala let us understand that we have to come on the sunnah way of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We make dawah of all these gunah. And Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Qutb al-Alam, what a great, great man. He has said that in these, that it is my experience of which say, and my conviction, and the experience and conviction of my elders also, that when such conditions come upon us, these difficult conditions, and not only here in South Africa, throughout the world, whether it is India, not only Kashmir, whole of India, whether it is Syria, what is happening, really if we think of it, we are comfortable. We will be going home and sitting to a hearty meal perhaps. We'll be going back to our shops. But in Syria, 3 million Muslims who are displaced, who have got nowhere. Turkey has closed their borders to them. They are out in the desert and think that little masoom baby, how we pamper our little baby, who is there to look after that baby? Old people, sickly people, our young mothers and sisters, what conditions they are going through. In Kashmir, what terrible things are happening. In China, how the Muslims are being persecuted. But Palestine is just carrying on all the time, but we are just indifferent. And we don't want to change our lifestyle also. We don't want to acknowledge our gunas also. We are quite happy that we are good, those people may be sinners. We don't even want to acknowledge. And we don't want to acknowledge that our solution is in Allah. It's not in dunya systems. What has come from Allah. It hasn't come from the people. Allah uses them. وَكَذَٰلِكَ شُوَشِي بَعْضَ الظَّالِينَ بَعْضَ. But yes, it is from Allah. And our solution is only to turn to Allah. So Hazrat Shaykh said, in order to for his problems to go away, two major things that Hazrat explained, the abundance of durood. This brings the rahmat of Allah, and only the rahmat of Allah can take his problems away. And the other is tawbah and istighfar. But how much do we make resist? How much durood sharif? We have ibadat of Juma, especially ibadat is durood sharif. How much ask ourselves, me and how much durood did I need to make? How much tawbah istighfar do I make that Ya Allah, I may sinner? And by that, Allah takes away those problems. Hazrat Shaykh has written, Allah removes those problems. And what we can add to that is sadaqah. Also think how much sadaqah we give. Each one for the problems which are present. Did I even give one man that Allah removes the present problems in our country, in the world, for the Muslims? And yes, dua. Dua is a great, mighty power that Allah has given us. But how many of us, in a few circles, I ask a few people, that who has made dua for the present condition? In some circles, nobody. Generally, we are quite open with one another. In one circle, one person said, I need dua. When we are not engaged in actual dua, and dua is the thing that we are asking Allah, we can't solve the problem. We make it worse. We are destroying our ibadah. Ask Allah, but how many of us are asked? And dua is free of charge. We don't have to pay, and nobody can stop us from making dua. If they don't want our lips to move also, dua is actually from the heart. How many of us make dua? Allah Ta'ala, save us of all these problems. Let us become conscious and let us turn to amal, to deed. And remember, we can say that all what the ulama, maulanas are talking is just all hogwash and this is nothing. It is dunya. But who can deny death? Death is the thing which is coming. Nobody. All the greatest physicians can be present. The amils can be present. The awliya can be present. But death, nobody can move it one foot this way or that way. The other thing, nobody can deny is our ruh. As long as the ruh is our life. Our body is not our life. As long as the ruh is there, we got that. And we must worry about the ruh much more than what we worry about our body. But our whole body is only on the body. Hardly we worry about our ruh, which has to do with our deen, with our Allah, with our akhirah. How much do we think of that life? The customer, only little if we make some namaz ibadat, we are quite happy. But otherwise, we are so negligent. Now we have come, mashallah, Jummah Masjid is full. But at this time, how many Muslims are still out there? They're not worried about namaz also.
And what does we got worrying for those people? Say, how much?
How much worry have we got? Our worry was for the whole Ummah, for all of mankind.
Not only mankind, for jinn also. At least du'as we can make for the jinnat.
We won't even make tabliq to the jinnat, but du'as we can make also. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we understand our situation and we turn to Allah. We make tawbah from our guna
and realize we are in guna.
Now we all going to be making namaz. And let us think now before that, that from Allahu Akbar till Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah, how much will we have thought of Allah?
We are in the masjid, our bodies, but our mind, our heart is still out of the masjid,
floating around, not only in our shops and houses, but around the world our minds are floating and our hearts are floating around.
We haven't thought to make our namaz a namaz.
In namaz, it comes in the hadith, when you are in namaz, Allah sees to your things outside in namaz.
But we are not in namaz, so how is Allah going to see to all the things which are outside?
In namaz, we are outside, we are solving our problems outside.
Yeah, Allah give us tawfiq, understanding dua. So tawbah, istighfar, durood sharif, sadaqah, and dua, Allah give us tawfiq.
Making tawbah from our guna,
realize we are wrong doers, and turn to Allah seriously and ask Him.
Allah loves a person, a judge, a magistrate, when he finds a person guilty, judgment, he's guilty. In sentencing, he sees that person, if he's remorseful, if he feels that I did bad, he admits I was guilty, the sentence is lightened upon him. But if he's arrogant, I didn't do anything wrong. Why this is a wrong that you are doing to me?
A severe and more severe sentence comes on him.
So if we turn to Allah with humility, we have done wrong. We are wrong to us. Do give us please, O Allah.
Allah will turn with mercy towards us.
But if we still got that arrogant attitude in us,
that I did nothing wrong, I'm
very good, I'm a very pious person,
holier than thou, attitude, etc.,
then according to that, our sentence also comes.
May Allah save us, guide us to righteousness, for after our own.